This week, the sky brings some warm, generous, abundant astrology. And believe you me, I couldn't be more excited for this. Let's get into all of that and more and what this week's astrology means for you and how to use it to align with your highest and hottest self.
Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in.
I'm your girl, Maddie Murphy, your high-vibe hype woman, back from a few weeks abroad, traveling with the Life Wizard and baby Scorpio. So magical, so expansive. I love it. Love my baby. This is Mercury and Sag. And so I'm really excited to just, you know, continue to expand his horizons through travel, philosophy, spirituality. But traveling during the Mercury retro shade is so real for this Mercury girly with my like double Virgo placements. I can't even get into it, but I had the most appalling day of travel. And you know, I'm always trying to laugh through the Mercury stuff, but it tested me. It tested me. I'm looking at you, British Airways. We had some beef. I don't know if it ever happened to someone. They just completely, like, we booked through American, who's a partner of theirs, through this like one world thing. And then we get to check in. We have the email, all the confirmation. We have to check in because we have a baby, blah, blah, blah. You can't do it over the app. And they just say after an hour and a half of no information, they're like, oh, by the way, there's no ticket for you. You can't get on this flight. Sorry, SOL, like call American Airlines. And we were just like, what? So thus began a pretty kooky, chaotic series of events to try and get back home. And I was like, Miss Ma'am, like, it was so interesting. I've had some Mercury retrograde moments, but I was like, okay, noted. The shadow is real, y'all. The shadow is real. But the good news is, as of this week, May 13th, we're out of that. So if you've been feeling the retro shade, I want you to know, A, you're not alone, and B, she's wrapping up this week, okay? See you in a few months. And yeah, like, we're just feeling into this month of May astrology. I'm so curious how it's feeling for all of you. A few of you have DM'd us at Cosmic RX, DM me personally, or I got to connect during the new moon call. A lot of you in the community, in the Lunaverse, and it feels like we're starting to feel the shift. If you haven't felt it yet, it really was beginning around that new moon in Taurus we had last week. So give it some time to percolate, to, you know, marinate, and hopefully to really pollinate and bring you something beautiful. This month, we're going to feel a lot of, again, I'm going to get into the astrology for the week, but we don't have any major headlines. We have like some smaller things happening. I'm going to give you the high level 411 right now. There is just like something that you've been working on for a long time in terms of up-leveling your sense of worthiness, your sense of finding ease in your body, finding rest, finding presence with you, your place here on earth. Connecting to the earth, all this like work, if you've been doing that, if you've been retraining, untraining your brain, remembering, peeling back layers, deconditioning, stepping up to the plate in different ways, there's going to be in this month a fruit that comes from that vine. There is going to be a shift that's going to feel abrupt in some ways, but in a pleasant way. There's just a lot of warmth, a lot of this Taurus energy passing through many signs this month. And if you're a Gemini placement, also get ready. At the end of the month, we begin a very auspicious year for you of growth, expansion, up-leveling, all of those things. But I'm going to kind of start all of these like May podcasts with this high-level headline because it's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to work towards this or do any kind of specific rituals. I mean, you can always if you want to. It's just more about, I want to bring it into your awareness so you can receive it. Sometimes in life, we work really hard for a moment to enjoy something, And our brain has this way of just focusing on what's next, right? We're focusing on presence. We're focusing on pleasure for this month. And I'm going to get into just some of the astrology headlines for this upcoming week, but that's the high level vibe. In terms of Virgo announcements, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. If you're in the New York City area, stay tuned. We're going to be doing an in-person event. We did one last year to celebrate Jupiter moving into Taurus. We poured some rich bitch juice. We had fun. We played games. We connected. We clicked. We clacked. We're going to be doing an in-person hang for Jupiter moving into Gemini. So stay tuned for that in June. We're also going to be celebrating the hard launch of our blog. Obviously, very Jupiter and Gemini. We're going to click, we're going to clack, we're going to connect. So stay tuned for that. And if you're in the New York City area and you want to participate anyway in the event, or, you know, you want to get involved, shoot us an email, info@cosmicrx. We would love to hear, you know, ways that we can partner and collaborate. Okay, let's get into if astrology isn't real. This week's astrology isn't real. A little bit of a hard departure from the last 2 weeks. We're getting into some pop culture. We're getting into some beef, hip-hop beef, if you will. I'm bringing up this story. A lot of you DM me about it, about Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Now, for those of you who are like myself, new to this, there's beef between these two singers, artists, that goes back, honestly, to 2013. But recently, it definitely feels like things escalated in true hip-hop beef fashion. You know, they're releasing diss tracks back and forth, and it really ramped up towards the end of March, middle of April. Some of this is definitely putting, I would say, especially Drake, in not such a great light in terms of calling out some unsubstantiated but wild and rampant rumors about everything from pursuing young girls to being sort of an absentee father. If you want to have an interesting breakdown on their astrology charts and what it says about this, check out our blog. I'm not going to get into everything right now, but when you look at their charts, you see these people, these two, oh man, they could, first of all, fight to the death for this. This is like, these are two charts. When I saw it, the synastry of them, I was like, oof, wow. I mean, first of all, Kendrick's Mars is on Drake's moon. Kendrick Lamar's has a Mars in Cancer. Drake has a moon in Cancer. So right off the bat, when Mars is on someone's moon, it could be either an intense sexual attraction or an energy clash, 1,000%. And of course, Cancer, we know, is the sign of the feminine, the sign of children, the sign of family, of taking care of family or not. So again, those allegations about everything coming to light in terms of what I just mentioned, it feels very like, yeah, Mars and Moon on Cancer. Like, let's bring up this beef. Let's hit Drake in the spot where he is most sensitive with that Cancer Moon. Yeah, that is just one little tasty treat appetizer of what's going on in that chart. Again, if you want like a full breakdown, I'm going to put something up on the blog for those of you who are interested in looking at this through the astrological lens. Also, Drake is in his nodal return, which can be like karma catch-up moments. If you've been laying down good karma, working on yourself, clearing old habits, we can kind of accelerate into our next chapter. But if you're not, if you're living out of alignment in any way, things are going to come out in the wash, right? That South Node Libra is going to reveal things. Also, Uranus is on his midheaven. And we just know we had that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on his midheaven. And that can bring destabilizing shock value moments, especially to public figures. We've seen this in the past when people have had Uranus on their midheaven. Like, scandals can come out, things can emerge. Someone can go from being really popular to kind of having a moment of like falling out of grace. Again, check out the blog for more of the information on that. But what I wanted to really dedicate today's If Astrology Isn't Real moment to is very meta in this. I guess a while ago in August or something, an astrologer by the name of Stargirl, or the handle Young, Y-U-U-N-G, Kalez, K-A-L-E-Z, in August went on X and tweeted out this whole thing about Drake's chart mid-May to June 2024. It looks interesting, talking about that Uranus on his midheaven, talking about Pluto on his seventh house and his descendant, and made a prediction that there's going to be a shocking headline about him being an absent father or something affecting his career. So with this is funny, this tweet has now gone effing viral with thousands of people retweeting it and going, holy shit, like now I'm about to believe in all these things these astrology girlies are saying, and like all of these, especially like men being like, I guess I gotta get my stars read. And people being like, I didn't see in my bingo card for 2024 that the Kendrick Lamar Drake beef would make me all of a sudden believe in astrology, but here we are. There are so many tweets, and so it's so funny that this person's predictive tweet now is having its own If Astrology Isn't Real moment, and is bringing so many people into the astrology conversation who I don't know if otherwise would have been. So that is my If Astrology Isn't Real moment this week, is very meta of like another person talking about something that shows how interesting and illuminating it is to see this. And I obviously like don't really totally know everything that goes into, I'm not a scholar of the beef between the two of them. But I hope that whatever this brings up in this moment, maybe Drake wants to seek out the advice of a good astrologer for a consultation, and maybe he can use this moment to course correct in some way. I don't know. Also, some of you DM me, Macklemore came out with a really cool song, and it actually calls out that we don't care. He doesn't care about the Drake and Kendrick beef. It's a song like dedicated to Palestine and to the protesters, and I just thought that was interesting because, again, with Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus, we're bringing like a change to also like art and how we make art. And I was kind of waiting for some more political music to come out of this moment. In the 60s, we saw a lot of political music, and we haven't seen that as much. So shout out to Macklemore. My family's theme song is glorious, so I always have a soft, sweet spot in my heart for him. Moving on, let's talk more about you. Let's talk about the moon. Let's talk about what we need to know for this week ahead, and let's get into what the moon can show us for our emotional self-care this week so we can stay centered, grounded, clear, and open. So the day this podcast comes out, we have, well, a Cancer moon really early in the morning, but most of us will probably be sleeping for that. And at 6:30 a.m. Eastern time, the moon moves into Leo. So we have a Leo moon all day Tuesday and all day into the early evening Wednesday, 5:32 p.m. Eastern time. Now, what can the Leo moon teach us on these days? Well, we have this, you know, Taurus sun, Leo moon, so it's a lot of fixed energy in the sky. So if you have something creative, a project you've been procrastinating on, and you want a little focus and follow through, these might be great days to get something done. Otherwise, if you don't, just fire moon days are great to plug into something that's passionate, that's exciting. Again, like the energy of this month is about enjoying yourself, kind of connecting back into the sweetness of life. So, you know, if you want to do something to romance yourself those days, I love that for you. I really do. I want you to go to a cafe, order a little like cappuccino and journal outside instead of doing it maybe in your living room. I want you to dress up like the main character for work these days, you know, casually flirt with a stranger, make your life feel like the best like indie movie of all time or something. Things to look out for these days. We can, of course, get a little stubborn with that double fixed energy. So I encourage you to remain open. I encourage you to kind of look at other perspectives outside of yourself, maybe pause and take a few deep breaths before like we're going to like lash out or claim that we know the best way of doing things. That's all I'm going to say about that. We're just going to breathe into that. Then we have the moon moves into Virgo. Now, Virgo moon from Wednesday at 5:30 all day Thursday, all day Friday into early Saturday morning, 6:22 a.m. Everyone, listen up. This Taurus Sun Virgo moon days, what I want you to do, I want you to go through your closet and I want you to assess where you're ready to do some decluttering. I want you to do some clothing donations. Trust me, it's going to feel so good to remove some of that clutter. We know fashion is like obviously one of the most wasteful, I think the wasteful, most, you know, harmfully impactful industries right now, part of our, you know, ongoing ecocide. So I think that donating, going through a closet, donating things, and then if you're ready for something new, of course, like that Leo Moon days might have been like, ooh, I'm ready for a sexy new outfit. There are so many amazing thrift stores, vintage stores, clothing rental places. It feels so good to get rid of like a whole 10 things and maybe get one new thing at the thrift store that you drop something off for donations, like one really well curated thing that excites you. So on these Virgo moon days with the Taurus sun, I'm feeling an editing energy, especially around clothes, maybe also doing a decluttering of your makeup and skincare. And again, maybe replacing a few things with some all natural, green, clean beauty items. I love doing that during Taurus sun, Virgo moon time. It's kind of become like a yearly ritual for me. So I'm letting you in on that. And of course, what do we always look out for? Virgo moon days, we can look out for being overly critical of ourselves. We're getting too caught up in the details and perfectionism. We're just going to try and zoom out again. This whole month, we're enjoying the pleasure of life. We're being present. The to-do list never stops. Spoiler alert. Is our job is to say sometimes, you know what? I've done enough for right now. And now I want to rest. I want to receive. I want to relax. I want to enjoy life in some way. And then speaking of enjoying life, Saturday morning, Libra moon goes into all day Saturday and Sunday. Taurus sun, Libra moon weekend. How lucky are we? A double Venusian weekend. This is just art on art, love on love. Let's make art. Let's make love all weekend long. This is a really sweet time. And so I would love for us to like make a date with either like your friends who feel like lovers to you or lovers who feel like friends. Like let's set some time to be romantic, to be in the energy of connecting. And again, like maybe having a beautiful meal out or a picnic or inviting friends over to like break bread, have some interesting conversations. The energy I'm getting, I don't know if this makes sense, is like a salon energy. My dear Uncle George, who Geordie is indirectly named after and who passed away a few years ago, he came up in like Greenwich Village in like the 60s, and he would say him and his friends would just do like these like Sunday salons and kind of read the paper and the arts and culture section. And I'm guessing, like, I think he was implying they were smoking doobies and eating and just having like these all day. They'd play games and make art and play with puzzles. And I was like, wow, how amazing is that? So I'm feeling into this weekend. Maybe get off of our phones, do something that's connecting with others in a really present way. And let's bring in some art. Let's bring in some culture. Let's bring in some beauty. Whatever that looks like to you. And if you don't have that group or that friend group, go somewhere where those people exist, right? Like go to a museum, take a class, like a painting class. Even if you live in your own city, if you live in a city close by to you, go like on a walking tour. One of my favorite things to do on vacation, and we did it a lot when we were in Spain, is I love like a walking tour. A lot of cities offer them for free or very low cost, and you tip your guide after. We did a food tour in San Sebastian. We did an architectural tour in Barcelona. And it's just so fun to talk to someone who is like, this is their main thing. They love it. They're passionate about it. They're well-educated on it. And there is something about opening yourself up to a different realm of life, but doing something different. I feel like that's a really beautiful invitation for this weekend. The things we'll look out for, maybe just like overindulgence. That same Uncle George had a theme where he would always say like, cheers to wretched excess. And he would say like, you can't have too much of a good thing, which is true, but sometimes you can. So know your limits of what feels good for you, right? Like we all have limits of living in luxury and decadence, whether that's in our budget or eating or indulging in whatever is your treat culture. Just mind, you know, staying in your body, being really present to yourself in those days. That is where I'm going to leave you for the moon report. The astrology for this week. The big headline, the PSA Planetary Service announcement, is we have one of my absolute favorite days of the year, what is referred to in some astrology circles as the Day of Miracles. That is when the sun, the wise, infinite, warm giver of all life, the part of us that's like vital and vibrant and imbues everything with warmth and with life and luminescence and vibrancy. If I'm being repetitive, I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to think of like, what does the sun do for us? So much. It expands, it illuminates, it just makes things like manifest, right? Like it's very much in the here and now. That kisses and meets up in the sky with Jupiter. Sky Zaddy, benefic, benevolent, generous planet of like blessings. This day always feels like to me, like we just close our eyes and let the universe like sprinkle down some sort of sparkly, glittery, heartwarming energy. And again, all we have to do is be open to it, be open to magic and miracles and to just feeling good. And this year, it's even a little extra magical because Venus and Uranus are also meeting up in Taurus. So this might bring some unexpected things happening for us in terms of our love life or relationships. People coming up out of nowhere, auspicious meetups, relationships, you know, having rebirth moments, recommittal moments, taking things one step further, or like if your relationship has been needing maybe some new life breathed into it, this could be the time. It also could bring some unexpected opportunities to tap into abundance or to make money or to feel something shift around your material resources, which we love. And this feels refreshing in this change, especially because of the sun and Jupiter meeting up all at the same time. And I just like want you to enjoy this energy again. Like it's just about soaking it up, and it's going to really, we're going to feel it through the 17th, the 19th. It's like the sun is passing through Jupiter at that time, and just like shine your light unapologetically. There's something about Jupiter, the magnifying glass to the sun's light, that wants us to really like be like, okay, how good can I feel in my body? How much space can I take up? How amazing can I let life be to me? And I just want you to walk through those days with that energy. Okay, as you can tell, I'm very excited. That's like, it's the, I know I said there wasn't like big headlines because there's not like a huge like eclipse or moon moment, but that is the sweetness of this week. It's super generous. It's a shift coming again because there's all this Taurus energy this month. That's, you know, the sun and Venus and Jupiter, but Uranus is still there. So Uranus is like, yes, we're growing. Yes, it's bountiful. Yes, it's beautiful. But there's also like almost like a lifting of a stagnancy, or if there's been something that's been feeling kind of tired for you or frustrating, Uranus, I think, is going to be in there to sort of allow you to choose a new way, to choose a new path, or bring you some sort of positive plot twist. But I do want you to own your worth during all this. That is the Taurus key, is to own your worth, to really be in your body, to know your values, right? I'm like reviewing all of our Taurus lessons, especially the ones that we've learned since Jupiter moved into Taurus last May, on May 18th, maybe even back earlier to that. Like we've had Taurus eclipses that started in November 2021. We talked about in our new moon circle, but April 2022, I'm sure we all learned some big lessons around worthiness, around what we do and do not deserve, around everything from money to relationships, everything in there. This month is like we're really feeling the integration of that, the claiming of that. And I want you to really mark it and be aware of it, maybe even write it down, because it's going to give you a really good map as we leave Jupiter and Taurus and go into Jupiter and Gemini, because we're about to have a lot of new options and new connections and new paths and new ideas. And it's really important to stay anchored in the place of presence and pleasure and power and knowing our worth and knowing our value and knowing what's important to us and being clear on our yeses and our nos. And we do that a lot by defining our values and then aligning with our values. We talked about it in the new moon call with our community, but there's something in this Taurus energy that just wants us to really hold the pose and be magnetic and let things flow to us. And there's that really famous like mantra affirmation that goes around, you know, TikTok and Instagram, and it's like, I don't chase, I attract, right? Well, we talked about in the new moon call that the part of that that I think may be missing in the equation is, yes, I love that. I don't chase, I attract. That is so important. That is such an important Taurus lesson. I mean, it's an important lesson for a lot of parts of our chart, but there's something about like Taurus and Venusian energy is like, what if I focused on being so in knowing my value, so in knowing what feels good, and so in such a frequency of magnetism that I don't have to force and clench and grab and wrestle with this thing that I want. I can just sit here, be really clear on who I am, what I deserve, focus on feeling really good, and then letting that thing flow to me, letting those opportunities, those people, those projects come to me. But then the last part of the equation is, I do not chase, I attract. And then we have to say, I receive. Because that's what this Taurus energy wants us to focus on this month, is resting, is receiving, is allowing ourselves to have this like big open arms. All this worthiness work we've done, it's not just that, hey, we're up leveling, we're ready to call in new things. If you're not ready to receive that, if you don't think you're worthy of it, you will subconsciously block that, or you will lose it, or you will self-sabotage. And we're not doing that anymore, baddies, right? We're saying, yes, please, thank you, I received this. Thank you so much. I'm ready for more whenever you're available, but I'm grateful for this. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I am ready. I am worthy, right? I just want you to say that over and over again, right? I am ready. I am worthy. I do not chase. I attract. Then I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. And be really clear on all those things I just mentioned. Your Taurus, what you've learned about the Taurus part of your chart is going to help you probably receive with even more gratitude, with even more awareness, with even more clarity this month, okay? Speaking of Taurus, we also have May 15th, Mercury moves into Taurus, joining, you know, the Taurus party, lots of planets in Taurus right now. And this is going to help you just like after that long Mercury in Aries, you know, in retrograde, in the shadow, we learned a lot about ourselves, standing up for ourselves, speaking up for ourselves during maybe that Mercury retrograde in Aries. Now Mercury in Taurus wants you to take whatever you learned there and move ahead. Mercury in Taurus is sensible, is pragmatic. Maybe you had big ideas going on with Mercury in Aries. Maybe you made some, you know, bold proclamations. Now Mercury in Taurus is like, okay, just tending to what that actually means. Mercury in Taurus is very much like chopping the wood, tending to the fire, putting one foot in front of the other. And Mercury in Taurus is also very much about like, let's see what actually works, what's actually in alignment with us here. And then it may help you understand what you're dedicating and devoting your time to. And Mercury Taurus is also like, there's something about all this Taurus energy that I just want everyone to think about, like nature, and really meditate on nature. One of our cosmic baddies just produced the most beautiful oracle deck. Her name is Lisa Granozio. I'm going to spell it Granozio. You can find her on Instagram. I also tagged her deck recently, and I'll tag it again maybe when this podcast comes out. But she has a new deck called Seasons of Love, and it's available on her website and I think on Amazon, or it's about to be. But it's a beautiful deck of her photographing the absolute exquisite masterpiece and miracle that is nature. And there's something in this Taurus season. I've been staring at this deck. I've been spending a lot of time in nature, in my travels, but also locally. I just want to be in constant awe and wonder. And I want to be in a place of mirroring nature. And there's something with like Mercury moving into Taurus. It's like, how can I align my mindset with the vibrational frequency of nature? Or as one of our other amazing cosmic baddies calls it, your monks alive, aka Heather Love. I always talk about her, but she talks about creaturehood and like, how can we align ourselves with that? And there's something about connecting to nature, that all that Taurus season energy I talked about, it's like nature is the main muse, it's the inspiration point, is the nucleus that holds all that together. So I encourage you this week, get either into nature, meditate on nature, bring some more nature into your house, get some plants, get some crystals, go to your local park, go to a trail. There's something, especially this time of year, that like as you're watching everything come back into life, there's a reset, a refresh, again, this like blooming, blossoming that we're all meant to soak up and take advantage of. So that's where I am going to leave you for today. The Day of Miracles, circle that in the calendar, you know, tell someone that you love about the day, pass it on. And again, just, I want you to like practice having these big open arms to receiving this glittery, star-dusted, sparkly, moment from the universe, spoiler alert, you deserve it, right? You're so ready for it. You're so worthy of it. So excited to see what it brings and delivers for you. So until next week, you know what I'm doing? I'm wrapping you in love. I'm giving you a big old squeeze and a hug. And I am hoping that this day of miracles brings you and continues to bless you with big fat, big ass checks and hot, fulfilling, sensual, intimate, safe, yummy sex, and so much more. Until next week, mwah.
Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.